All right, let's go ahead and get started this evening. Welcome. Thank you for being here this evening. We're looking forward to a night of praise, a night of worship, a night of hearing about what our Lord has done in the ministries this summer, or particularly, or just in general, that we have of the church, and to give him the honor and glory due to that. And we're so thankful for the opportunity to give him praise for what he has done. And so we're going to do that through several different things, mostly through singing. We're going to sing a lot today. What greater way to worship our Savior than singing praises to his name, and then also hearing some testimonies. We've got four or five lined up to be able to give some testimony about how the ministries of the church have blessed them, or how they've been blessed by being part of the ministries of the church. And then we'll have a little time at the end, if you didn't get on that list and you wanted to, for you to be able to give some testimony. We want to have that as an opportunity, and then go from there. So we're looking forward to this evening as we continue to go. Before we launch into that, we do want to get updated on some ministries, things that are happening in the life of the church. And we're looking forward to Wednesday, where Nahum and Aaron O'Brien will be joining us. We'll be here to give us a ministry update. They have transitioned from Norway to the stateside, and so we want to be able to hear about that transition. We want to be able to hear about what the Lord's up to in their lives, and so be here to encourage them, and we'll look forward to that. Next Sunday, we have the privilege of joining with the other OARBC churches in Scioto County, and we're going to be doing that Sunday evening at Temple Baptist down in Portsmouth on Sunday evening. One key note with that is the service will start at 7 and not 6 o'clock. We're used to starting at 6. They're in charge of it, and so they're used to starting at 7. So we'll be starting at 7 down at Temple Baptist next Sunday evening, and there will be a time of fellowship after that service. Okay, good. Yeah, if anyone wants to meet here. Yeah, that's true. So yeah, if anyone wants to take the van down, meet here, ride down together. The church van will be available, and Dennis said he would drive that. So that'll be an option there and a good time there as well. We're going to also looking forward to Labor Day weekend. We have the outdoor service planned, as we annually do, at the DeCamp property, and we'll look forward to having that and giving you more details about that as well. Looking forward to youth group starting up on the second Sunday in September. That date, I think it's September 10th, I'm guessing on that. September 10th, looking forward to that. Fly is starting up on September 13th, still looking for some more volunteers for that. And then the third Sunday, the 17th of September, is when community groups will be starting back up. So we got lots of things happening in the life of the church. We've had our different schedule for the summer, and now we're starting to get into our fall, winter, spring schedule, and we're looking forward to seeing what the Lord is doing, going to do through those ministries. Any other ministry updates that I'm forgetting that people want to make sure are make sure to remind us of? All right. Well, we're thankful for that. We're thankful for those ministries. Oh, before we get started, we are celebrating what the Lord is doing through the ministries of our church, and I always get nervous when I start listing off ministries and people, because I'm afraid I'm going to forget one. So if I do forget one, just yell it out, and then I won't be offended or anything. But I tried to get all of them here, and if I forget you, it's not on purpose. It was just because I've got a lot of things going on or whatever it might be. But here's a list of our ministries and the ministry leaders. I think it's important to know, to be reminded of what all is going on here at the church, and just to be able to continue to pray for them. Most of these ministries, a lot of these ministries are happening behind the scenes, that if you come in on Sunday morning, enjoy the morning ministries, and nothing else, you don't see these things happening. And I'm thankful that the old saying within the church circles is 20% of the people do 80% of the work. That's not true here at Wheelersburg Baptist. We have many people involved in many different ministries, and we're thankful for that. So here's the list of ministries. We have nursery ministry that's growing and expanding. Mary Mullins is in charge of that. Children's church ministry for children, 3 years old up through kindergarten, and that's during the morning worship service, and that's Kayla Edwards is in charge of that one. We have Fly there. Amy and Rex are in charge of that one. That's our Wednesday night children's ministry. What's the lower age on that? Preschool and kindergarten all the way through sixth grade for that one. Our Sunday school superintendent is Douglas Gonzalez. He and that includes both children's Sunday school and our adult Sunday school classes. The two classes we have going on right now, those kind of change around as different topics become available. Our counseling and discipleship ministry is Dave Beam, and thankful for that ministry. That's both the training side and the counseling side of that. So he's got two things that he's juggling there. Our music and worship leader is Kevin Smith. We'll be able to hear from him later on as he leads us in singing tonight. Our audiovisual team is Dennis DeCamp leading that, and Aaron doing tons of work back there as well. Our welcome team is Bethany Wilson, as they greet people coming in. Homer Sperry is our usher, and they're greeting everyone in the morning, and then also making sure the church is opened up and ready to go for services, and he does a great job with that. Our safety and security team is Sam Howdy Shell, and thankful for their service and the work that they do. Our hospitality coordinators are Denise Hurley and Mary Mullins, and they do a ton of work that's behind the scenes, getting meals to people, providing meals for church-wide functions or funerals or other things that are happening. They do a lot of coordination with a lot of the ladies to get those meals taken care of. Our decorating committee, Rebecca Mantle, and our senior coffee ministry on Wednesday mornings, Ray Brown, heads that up. And then VBS was Bethany this year. And also our trustees doing a lot of work to make sure the facilities are running and looking well. And Dennis DeCamp's the chairman of the trustees. And then our deacons serving the people here. The chairman of the trustees is Dave Beam. So a lot of things happening here, and that doesn't include the organic ministry of just one-on-one, seeing someone in need, seeing someone who needs something and going and doing that. And that's actually what a lot of these there here are designed to do. Why do we do these ministries? Because we want to be busy? No, because we want to fulfill our mission of making disciples locally and worldwide. And we think that these ministries will help us be organized and be able to do that more effectively and more efficiently. So all of these are a means to an end of making disciples locally and worldwide. And we want to continue to fulfill that ministry, as we heard this morning, training reproducing reproducers. And so this is all a part of achieving that goal there. So to God be the glory for what he continues to do through Wheelersburg Baptist Church. And we're going to hear a little bit more about that tonight. So let me pray, and then we'll turn it over to these two for our first song. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity we have to be here this evening, to enjoy a time of just singing praises to your name, hearing word of testimony about how you are at work in and through the lives of people ministering here at Wheelersburg Baptist Church. We're so thankful for a local body of believers that we can come together with to enjoy a time of fellowship, to enjoy doing a life together as we seek to fulfill our mission of making disciples locally and worldwide, Lord. And we thank you for allowing us to be a part of this. And Lord, we pray that you would just receive all the honor and glory and the praise for the things that happen here tonight. And we pray that your name would be magnified through our through the activities of this evening. Lord, we continue to pray for those who can't be here due to sickness, due to travel, due to many different things. I pray that you would be with them and allow them to continue to know that we love them and we miss them, and we look forward to fellowshipping with them again. We pray particularly tonight for Joe and Debbie. I pray that you would continue to allow your hand of healing to be on Joe, and that he continues to recover from this accident. Be with Debbie. Allow her to be able to find joy and just being there to care for her husband, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would just wrap your arms of grace around both of them, and that they would experience your love and grace in a new way that they have never felt as a result of this experience, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would help them to be a light to those around them. Lord, I pray for others, Rishma, who's recovering from surgery, and many other things that are happening here at the church. Lord, I pray that you would just have your hand in all of them. Lord, we thank you again, and we give you all the, we thank you for life and breath and everything. It's in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Please take your hymnal and turn to hymn 66. Hymn 66, To God Be the Glory. Let's stand and sing the first and the last stanza, please. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done, so loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he hath done, great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great.
Keith to give a testimony. He was one of the ones that came in and helped out with the nursery renovation. And some things are not on the list of things that I listed off, but there are ministries that pop up and be able to use the gifts and the skills that the Lord has given them. And not only was he able to help out with that and do that, but also the fellowship that was a part of that, working with other men of the church. And he's going to give a word of testimony about that.
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank Wheelersburg Baptist. You all have welcomed us, my wife and I, Valerie, into the church, and it's been extremely wonderful. And I was very humbled when some of the trustees came to me and asked if I wanted to help. And it's God already had it in plan. I was on vacation that week. My plan was to golf, but the rains came, so it made it a lot easier to say, you know what? I want to help, and I really, truly wanted to help. And getting to know some of the fellows and fellowship with them was great. It was a great experience. It was very humbling. My job where I work, I don't have that. You know, I work in a prison, so every day is a struggle where I work with the guys I work with the inmates. So being around fellow brothers was an amazing thing for me. And I really enjoyed it. And I love the feel of the church, the love that you all give each and every person that walks in those doors. And it's a testimony itself of who Willowsburg Baptist is. And it was an honor and a privilege to be able to help. And hopefully we'll continue to be able to do so in the future. So I just want to thank Willowsburg Baptist. Thank you.
Thank you for that. I know many of the men felt the same way. It's been said that women get to know and connect with one another face to face, and men do it shoulder to shoulder as they're working on accomplishing a task, and the conversations that happen through that. And I know that that happened up there. And so we're thankful for all of the men that were able to be a part of that. And then we're looking forward to seeing more relationships built as a result of projects and things that are happening here. So let's sing another song.
One of Charles Wesley's hymns, number 76, "O for a Thousand Tongues." I'll let you be seated if that's all right. You promised to sing. We'll do stanzas 1, 2, and 5. 1, 2, and 5.
This video. We had two of our own serving on summer staff. We had the privilege of having the summer staff here and praying for them and being able to have them as part of our body. But we're thankful for the ones that the Lord sends out there to serve that are from us, are from here at Willowsburg Baptist. And Drew and Campbell were the two that were able to do that. Drew was not able to be here. He moved into college on Friday. So we went ahead and recorded this one ahead of time, and we'll go ahead and watch that. All right, I'm here with Drew and Campbell. Both of them worked at camp this summer as part of summer staff. Can you both tell us what role you had at camp and a little bit of what that means, or kind of some of the stuff you did on a daily basis?
I worked in the pop shop, and basically I was in charge of like the camp store, and I would sell things to the campers. I did laundry. I would work in the lake shop and the pop shop at night, so it was very fun.
I served as an ad tech this summer, which means I was running the rock wall and archery during the day, and I also helped with lifeguarding, and I did some sound for chapel in the evenings.
Gotcha. What was your favorite part about working at camp this summer?
I enjoyed, this was my first time doing summer staff, and I really enjoyed getting to hang out with the campers more this summer and just interacting with them, and I thought that was super fun.
This summer, compared to last summer's, I got a lot more interactions with campers and other staff members, which was really cool. So I got to know like counselors better from seeing them every day at the different activities, and then I also got to interact with campers, which made it more fun for me, I think.
Cool. What was one way you saw the Lord work this summer, just in a camper's life or staff member's life, or just in a general way?
I think in general it was kind of cool watching, like, during chapels, like the campers, like I was with New Front this summer, and it was kind of cool seeing them, like, in chapels, like reading their Bibles, and it was just cool watching how they took chapels and what they learned from it and how we would talk about it in the cabins together, which I thought that was kind of cool, watching God through them.
For me, I really enjoyed the PBAs, which is just bonfires we do at the beginning and end of the week. It was cool to hear the campers' responses and how they grew throughout the week, and then also just during staff meeting, just hearing if any campers became saved and obtained, like, found salvation that week of camp. That was just really awesome to hear that camp was working.
Cool. And what was one way the Lord worked in your own lives this summer? What was something he taught you, something that you learned about him, or just something that a way that you grew in your walk with the Lord?
I think one big thing I learned this summer was, like, to just fully rely on God. Like, he has a plan and that I don't need to worry about anything. Like, I think there was multiple times this summer where I was like, oh, I gotta do this, this, and this, and there's so much going on, but it was like, he's in control, I don't need to worry about it, and he has a plan for everything. So I think just that he's in control of everything, even with the craziness of life.
God really taught me how to be flexible this summer, because there were multiple times it felt like I was just being thrown around and doing whatever job, and that was very different, and it caused it to be a crazy summer. So he just taught me to be flexible and do everything out of joy, and just even if I don't feel like keeping going, just rely on him to give me joy and energy to keep pressing on.
Good deal. Praise the Lord for that. Anything else you'd like to say about your summer at camp?
Thank you for all the prayers and everything from church this summer. It was a great summer.
Yeah, thank you. The church family is always super helpful in prayers and just support to the camp overall. So thank you.
In your hymnal, please find number 203. Number 203, and let's stand to sing this one, "And Can It Be?" We'll sing just the first stanza, just the first, "And Can It Be?"
I'm just going to start all over because I totally messed that up. Don't mind me.
So thankful for Michael and his investment into the youth, and Douglas before him. And oftentimes they're busy doing things and meeting, and they're tucked down there in the basement. We don't think about it, so it'll be good to hear. So Cody, come on up, and he's going to give us a word of testimony about youth group.
Okay. My name is Cody, for you newer people. And Michael and Matt asked me, as one of the older ones of youth group, which that's weird saying because a lot of you guys have like changed my diapers, or if I'm old, you guys are really old. But you asked me to talk about youth group. So if I had to describe youth group in one word, I would say it's family, because we just kind of bond together, and I feel like it's really safe. Like, I can talk to the leaders, like Douglas and Michael and Caitlin over there, and I can, or Pete and Megan sometimes will come in, and I can just talk to them about anything, like personal, non-personal, just how's life. And we have lots of fun at youth group, but it's a good mixture. It's not just fun. It's also like learning the gospel. But I think one of the one of the coolest things that happened was we had a Nerf war in the church. It was really cool. I remember you turn the corner and you get shot. It was awesome. but Bible related, I would say it would affect me personally, because it was really good having Douglas would text reminders like, oh, read your Bible, read your booklet today. And Michael would do that also, remember to read your Bible. And that really, it helped me, because a lot of times I'd be like, oh, I gotta read my Bible today. I'm not in the mood for it. But that encouraged me. And just highlighting little verses that stick out to me, Douglas helped me with that, I know. And in conclusion, I would say youth group is really, I really enjoy it. Like, through all the years, we've done so much stuff, like from Douglas inviting us over to his house all the time, to Michael and Caitlin inviting us over, or even the Weiss inviting us over. But it's really cool to see like us as peers grow together, and also see the younger ones come up. Sound old and mature saying that. But I would just like to say that youth group has changed me definitely for the better, and I would like to thank the church for having youth group. So.
Thank you, Cody, for giving us that testimony. It's great to be able to have a group of people to do life with, and to continue to learn what it means to do church and to be a part of a church. And we're thankful for the youth group for doing that. Our youth group is growing, probably doubling in size, because we have like 5 or 6 seventh graders this year in the church. And so we're looking forward to that, looking forward to seeing what the Lord has in store for our youth group and other children's ministries as well. Sing another song.
Remain seated for this one. It's found at number 81, song number 81, the hymn of praise, What a Wonderful Savior.
Christ has for sin atonement made, what a wonderful Savior. We are redeemed, the price is paid, what a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. On the third, He cleansed my heart from all its sin. What a wonderful Savior. And now He reigns and rules therein. What a Jesus, my Jesus.
Most Sunday mornings, when I give the welcome, I always try to welcome those who are joining us online, knowing that we have a handful of members that are providentially hindered due to health, sometimes traveling and other things that can't join us. And we're so thankful for the team in the back that works the live stream and the audio and all the technology to make this happen. And one of those people that utilizes this and enjoys this is John Hurley. So I asked him to give a quick word of testimony about the blessing of the live stream and the way that we are able to broadcast our services.
Hi, Pastor Matt asked me if I could just speak for a moment or two on the value I find in the online services. I have a number of medical problems that make it difficult for me to last through an entire service or to not be a distraction for other people. And so for me, it's very nice to be able to listen to the entire Sunday morning message and be able to pay attention and hear it and not worry about distracting other people around me. I've also found it valuable on Wednesday nights and on Sunday nights. On Wednesday nights, the Zoom meetings have been very valuable to me as well. One of the things that happened, I was able to hear Rex when he spoke this year, and I was so moved by it that Denise and I actually went to Tri-State Bible College and studied Philemon and Ephesians because of the motivation I got by watching online. So I thank God for the opportunity, and I thank Wheelersburg Baptist Church.
Let's stand together and sing My Jesus, I Love Thee. It's number 364. Number 364 in your hymnal. We'll sing the first two stanzas, please.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love
Thank you, Kevin and Kristen. Kristen filling in here last minute, and we're thankful for that. So we've heard a few testimonies, but that's not near of what we get to hear when we're talking to people. So I want to open it up to anyone here. If you have a word of testimony that you want to share about how the Lord has used the ministries of Wheelersburg Baptist Church, even as to receive a blessing or to be a part of it and be encouraged as being part of a ministry there. I want to open it up to anyone here to be able to share that. You want to share one? Go for it.
So my name is Violet, and I was not a big fan of Fly at first because of how different it was from Kids Club. I'm not one for change. But as the year went on, I learned to get used to the differences, and I really did enjoy it. The most important thing was learning about the Lord, so that just helped me get into it more. We were taught about the meaning of the letters of fly. So, like, the F stands for faith. We learned that flying straight with God and having unconditional faith will get us where we need to be in life. We learned that God will always keep his promises no matter what, so you can always trust him with that. The L stands for life. Living for Jesus is what we should be striving to do. And sin separates us from God, so we have to make a choice to decide what we live for, either sin or God. And the Y stands for youth. The youth of the church are growing because we have such good teachers, like our Sunday school teachers and Fly and just like kids, the kids stuff. And they're helping us guide us for him. And we learn that we can be children of God. And once we're in his family, we can have peace, hope, and joy for the days to come.
Thank you, Violet, for coming up and sharing that. I can attest, she told me she did not like the changes, but she did grow to love it, and we're thankful for that. Anyone else want to give a word of testimony? You don't have to come up here to give it. You can give it from where you're sitting, but anybody else want to share a testimony of how you've seen the Lord working through ministries of the church?
Ask about Caleb this summer, our college students, and so I guess it's more just thankful for the heart that you all have for our kids and the ministries of that, and many different ways, not just through formal things. Caleb just really enjoyed this summer. Of course, he was looking for a job, didn't have one, applied to Lowe's and all these other places that were saying they were looking for jobs, but don't make it very easy to go about getting one of those. It's really weird to me. But the Lord opened up some doors within our church body for people who needed things done, and he was able to go and do those things. He was like, he got more out of that than he would have out of Lowe's, just because of the fellowship that he enjoyed getting to know people more. It was more so the whole thing. And he enjoyed using his skills and work that he's learned through camp and other places just to minister. So, yeah, and so it was just cool encouragement both ways. Cool to see how the body of Christ works in us. So, and it wasn't a formal ministry, like I said, but it was, he got more out of that. I'm just so thankful for the heart of our church in that way. So, that was just, and I know he would say that if you're here, but he's at school having fun there. So,
thank you. That's a beautiful example of the organic nature of how we do ministry. That
it was cool too. How every week, a part of that too was every week for the camp staff. Somehow they didn't catch on to the fact that they were supposed to go to the table and take their things with them. And there was like this whole grocery list of stuff that I took with me back to camp to distribute to all the counselors and staff who. We're being encouraged by all of you as well. So it's just cool to see how we all have that heart to minister and encourage our young people, whether it's our church or not, those that are ministering. So testament to that.
Yeah, thank you for that word. Praise the Lord for that and the way that the church continues to invest in our young people, formal ways, official ways, and also informally through relationships. So any other testimonies? Yes.
Since I'm an oldie, I can say that through this church, I ministered to the little ones many years. Do you know what a thrill it is when I see them out in public and they tell me, I mean, they recognize me before I recognize them because they're grown up now. And some of them, I'm like, okay, God, think which child is this? But it is a thrill to see these kids and see what they're doing in their life, how far they've gone in life, and I'm so part of that. Do you know how, what a great blessing it is that this church wanted me, needed me, and I thought how great it was to be able to be a part of that.
So thank you for that. What a beautiful picture of the faithfulness of ministry and seeing the long-term fruit and blessings of doing that.
Absolutely delicious.
Oh, good. I know all the kids loved having you in their class, and so that was great.
Good.
Any other words of testimony? Yeah, Michael.
Just the heard from Ken, just the organic nature of the ministry here, and what a beautiful thing that is. But I've experienced just the intentional side of it, and under Pastor Brad and Pastor Matt, really carrying out 2 Timothy 2:2 in the pastoral internship, and I've been was able to do that for a couple of years, and it was just a privilege and a blessing to meet with the pastors, to see what a pastor's heart kind of looks like behind the scenes, to see humility and just unconditional love, and even just all the many logistical things that go into that. They were just, you know, long-suffering and loving to me through a lot of ups and downs. It's been a privilege to be able to do that. As well as the preachers in training ministry is a really cool thing, a really unique opportunity to be a part of, to learn how to preach the word under our pastors, and to be able to preach in the context of a gracious and loving church as well has been just such a blessing and something the Lord has used to grow me and to humble me, and I'm really thankful for that.
Thank you for that word of testimony. I know I'll speak for Pastor and myself on this. That's one of the joys that we love is the preachers in training, training men for ministry, and it's just a joy to be able to be a part of that and get to see the fruit of that regularly. So it's a joy. Thank you. Any other words of testimony? I've got a couple here. I was waiting to see if anyone said anything. We have the privilege of, Pastor and I do, and others, of following up with visitors. We've had lots of visitors coming into the church this year. The Lord's been gracious and blessed us with many people coming through our doors. We're so thankful for the whole church body. Yes, we have a greeting team, and they do a great job, and we're thankful for them to have the initial greeting. But we talk regularly that the whole church body is the greeting team, and so we want to go through them. But some of the things that we hear as people talk about their experiences here, or what we hear things like everyone was very welcoming, everyone was very kind. We hear things like they remembered my name, and or they remembered my children's name, and those are key ones. They talk about just different aspects of how we are welcoming. We want to bring them in, inviting them to things, and continuing to love them as they come in as visitors. And so thank you for continuing to do that. And I pray that the Lord will continue to bring people to us, and that we can continue to reach out continue to welcome them in to our body here. So thankful for that. The other one that we get to hear, and it's hard to speak on this, and maybe Dave can kind of speak just a little bit to this, I know, but just that by nature of this is difficult to get testimony for, but the blessing of the counseling ministry, we get to talk to people who have experienced counseling here, who've gone through our counseling ministry, or who are participating in the counseling ministry, and it is just such a blessing to hear how the Lord uses our counselors and allows them to be able to teach God's word to people who are in very difficult situations, and to help them walk through those difficult difficult situations together. And it's not always a rosy outcome, but it's a blessing to be able to share the gospel, share the word of God with them. And we see the Lord doing amazing things through our counseling ministry. Again, that's hard to make super public because a lot of that is very private information, private things happening, but it's happening for members of the church and also members of the community on a regular basis of the counseling ministry there. So those were two ministries I wanted to make sure I highlighted because we get to hear about those all the time and you guys don't always get to hear about those. So any other words of testimony? Last chance here. So, well, I want to spend some time praying and thanking the Lord for what he's done and giving him honor and praise for that. So Dave, will you lead us in a word of prayer and just lift up these ministries and things to us as chairman of our deacons, and then pastor, will you pray after him, also praying that the Lord will allow us to continue to minister well, and then we'll wrap up the service after that.
Father, we thank you for your kindness to our church, to your church, how you have graced us with gifts and with ministry above and beyond anything we could ask for. And you allow us to be on the front lines to see how you, through your church, work to bring about love and kindness and restoration and your work in this world and in this community and in this body. It amazes us that you even let us be a part of such a thing, and that we're not just invited to be secondary observers, but we're invited to be full participants, as we all have the Holy Spirit and we have what the Holy Spirit distributes among us. You give us the joy of giving. You give us the joy of serving. You give us the joy of even humbling ourselves and putting other people's interests ahead of our own. I think of the many meals that have been prepared this year. I think of the many babies that have been taken care of this year. I think of the many messages that have been prepared. And there is so much more, things that have been cleaned up and taken care of and repaired. And it's just a glory and a blessing to be a part of a church that loves to work for Jesus. But it's not work like a four-letter word. It's work like L-O-V-E. You get to love people and love you more through it. It's not always easy. It's not always a walk in the park, Father, but it is always a blessing to be able to be your servant and to be used by you. And I thank you for that privilege myself, and I thank you on behalf of the church for being so kind to us to let us experience the Holy Spirit working through us to make much of Christ and much of you. We thank you for that blessing in Christ.
Amen. Father, I would just echo what Brother Dave just said. When we think about what you're like, you are love. You, Father, love to give. You gave a gift to your Son, people. And you, great Son of God, gave your life for those people. And you, blessed Holy Spirit, have given your attention to those people to quicken them and grant repentance and faith to those people. As your word says, you have given to us gifts. Each of us, we've seen the evidence of that tonight, given gifts, and you, Holy Spirit, create ministries. And we, it's an expression of your love, and this love is now being passed on through your children, Father, to each other in this body. And we just say, praise be to your name. We've all benefited from your love through your children. We appreciate it. We appreciate what you're doing. And we look forward to what's going to be coming up this fall. We don't know what's in front of us. Only you know the future. But we trust you. We know you have opportunities for us to keep serving you together. Thank you for Pastor Matt organizing tonight and for each person who participated. What a blessing to hear these testimonies. Thank you for the songs. Thank you for using Kevin and Kristen, thank you for the privilege we have to be together. Would you bless as we leave now and use us to make much of the Lord. We pray that if it would please you before we gather on the next Lord's Day, that we would have the opportunity to share the gospel with someone and be able to share the remarkable story of you granting a generation and giving us a new brother or sister in the family. So bless, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What a blessing. I pray that you're encouraged and encouraged about what the Lord is doing in and through Wheelersburg Baptist, the people of Wheelersburg Baptist, and we're thankful for that. If you have heard of a ministry tonight that you're not involved in and it kind of piqued your interest, that I'd like to get more involved with that. All of our ministries can probably use more people to be able to get involved. Come talk to me, come talk to Pastor, and we'll get you connected to the right people and answer any questions that you may have. And so thank you again for being here tonight, and Lord willing, we'll see you Wednesday for Wednesday night prayer meeting with Aaron and with Nahum and Aaron O'Brien. Have a good beginning of the week.